So Gemara says, Ki Yossi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Omakro, the Pasuk says, they're talking about a sukkis, that Piyospecho Migoncho Migvecho, when you collect together Migoncho from the leftover of your wheat, in other words, the shift, or Migvecho, the leftover of the grapes, which means, like Rashi says, either Pselos Ger means Kashin, the straw, Pselos Yikov means Zemuris Piyashkolos Rekonim, the leftover twig, the leftover of the Ashkelos, the grapes of the bunch of grapes, if you took the grapes off it. So these things are not Mekabel Tumah, they're not an Eichel, and it grew out of the ground. That's how you know you need these things for Schach. Is B'Pselos Gerin V'Yikov Akosim Medar. But talking about the Pselos, it means the leftover. Someone asked the question, no, how do you know that? V'Yema Gerin Atzmoy. Maybe it means the Gerin, the wheat itself. Maybe you have to use the stalks of the wheat. You could use that for Schach. And the wheat itself is Mekabel Tumah, it's an Eichel. So maybe even something that could be Mekabel Tumah. The Yikav Atzma, maybe means the wine itself, and like the grapes itself, that is Mekabel Tumah. So my answer to that can be, Omer Rab Zeira, Yikav Ksiv Kan. V'yev Shal Asachich Boy. You want to say it means the Yikav itself. Yikav is talking about wine, a wine vat. So how could you use wine to put on top of the Schach for Schach? So since it says Yikov, it can't mean the Yikov itself, it has to mean Mi Yikvechon. It has to mean the Pselos, the leftover parts of the wine, which means the leftover twigs and the shells in the pit. That's not edible anymore, it's not Mekabel Tumah, that's what you can use for Schach. So Mor asks, Maskev lo Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks the Kasha, V'yema Yayin Korush Habo Mishnir. Maybe Ataka means wine, maybe Mi Yikvechon means from the wine itself. So we ask the question, you can't use wine for the Schach. No, maybe Eimo Yayin Korish, thick, yellowed wine, that comes Mishnir, name of a place, Shu Doime Li Gule Dvele, it's Doime to a pie made out of dates, a date pie. So it's possible to have a Korish, or a thick piece of wine, that you could put on top of the Tzchach. So how do you know the Pshat from the Pasuk, B'yos B'chol Migorn Chol Migvecha, means the Pselos leftover parts, the twigs, maybe it means the wine itself, even though it's Mekabel Tumah. So Gemara says, Omer Rab Zeira, Hamil Sehevi B'Yodin. This thing we thought we knew. In other words, we thought we knew Pshat. How do we know the Klal and the Mishnah that has to be a Dov that's not Mekabel Tumah? The Yosef Rabbi Yirmi Yavashad Barnaga. Rabbi Yirmi came like threw a stone in there and knocked us out. In other words, he asked a good question. Like, how do we know from this passage it means the Pselos, leftover parts? Maybe it means the fruit, the wine itself, and it is Mekabel Tumah. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi answered this and says, Migorncho v'loy goyren atzmai. It says migorncho from the wheat and not the wheat itself, not the goyren itself. So it means the leftover part, the shaft. Mi yikvecho v'loy yikav atzmai from the wine vat and not the wine itself. In other words, it only means the pselos leftover, the part that's not edible anymore. So maybe it's not mekabel tumah. Rav Chizda Rav Meihacher. Rav Chizda says from here. Here's how we know that tzchach has to be something that grows out of the ground and it's not mekabel tumah. Because the Pasuk says, Rashi says it's a Pasuk called B'Sefer Ezra. Really, Rav Chaim brings down to Pasuk in Nehemiah, really. And the Pasuk said, Suahar, go to the mountain, Ve'viyu olei zayis, and bring me back the leaves of a olive tree. Ve'olei eight shemen, and bring me back the leaves of an eight shemen, of a tree that gives off oil. Ve'olei hadas, and the leaves of hadasin. Ve'olei tamarim, the leaves of dates. The olai eight sovis and the leaves of eight sovis also like hadasim. For the Gemara, the Kasha, hein, so Kitzah from this pasuk we see is talking about bringing these things for the schach. The Rashi says lasoi sukkah. The Novi was saying bring these type of leaves to make a sukkah. For his kakan el dove sheinu makabel tumah v'gdulim in oretz. The pasuk only talks about these type of leaves that has these two tanoim, the leaves that grow out of the ground and they're not makabel tumah, they're not on eichel by themselves. So that's how we know this is what you have to use for schach. For the Gemara Stamakash, the Pasuk says, Hainu Hadas, Hainu Eitz Ovis. Why does the Pasuk say two things, like bring the leaves of Hadasim and the leaves of Eitz Ovis, which is also Hadasim. So Amar Rav Chizda says, the Pshat in the Pasuk is like this, Hadas Shoyte L'Sukkah. Bring a Hadas Shoyte means it doesn't have, it's not Meshulish. It doesn't have the three leaves coming out the same stem, the same ring. So therefore, the Pasuk for Luluf, but you use it for Sukkah. The Yatzei Ovis, the Eitz Ovis, Luluf. Marshenkin, good kosher adasim that has three leaves coming up from one stem, from one ring, that's kosher that you could use for the lulav. By kopponim from this pasuk in the Chemia, we see that what you could use for schach has to be something that grows, and it's not makabel tumah. So that's the Mishnah. Chavile kash v'chavile yetzim. If somebody has a bundle of kash, of straw, the chavile yetzim, a bundle of wood, you know, if you have a few pieces of wood, and you tied them, you bundled them together. You tied them on the top and the bottom. V'chavile zardin, another type, Rashi min kanim, type of reeds, also that you bundle together. So the Mishnah says, ein mesachin v'hen. You are not allowed to use them for schach on top of your sukkah. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's only Gzerim and Rabbonin, we'll see in the Gemara. The kulon shehetiron ksheris. But let's say shehetiron, you untied them, you untied the bundle, then it's kosher, then you're allowed to use this chach. As even though when you first put it up, it was bundled together and it was pasul, but now if you untie it, it becomes mutter. And we don't say there should be a psul of tasav lehem in osui, but here we say, we'll see in the Gemara, since it's only pasul, but the Rabbonin, it's only Gzerim, it's only Gzerim to say it's also when it's bundled up. When you untie the bundle, untie the knot, then it becomes kosher. Vayta v'kulon k'sheris l'defanis. Is all the Mishnah we had, the Mishnah before, that we have psulim about the schach, what type of a schach you could use, that's only a psul by the schach, the roof of the sukkah. Ma'ashenkin l'defanis, for the walls of the sukkah, they're all kosher. Any type of mechitzas you have, as long as a good enclosure, it encloses you inside, it's a full mechitza, it's kosher, no matter what it's made from. Trashi the whole sukkah hakosiv schach mashma. Whenever the Torah says the word sukkah, it always means the schach. So the schach has the halacha how it have to be made. The doifim likri sukkah, because the wall is not called a sukkah, so the wall can be made from anything. Rashi asked the question of the nafkalon. We learned that before. The finance mi basukas. We learned that before the machlagis. You need three or four walls from the word basukas. So you see, basukas means the walls. So Rashi answers, "Mitura de kroyafuna." There it's from the extra posik. It's not from really what the word itself means. Hilkach sukkah is tase biyosbicho migoncho. That's what it says in Dvorim. You should make your sukkah biyosbicho migoncho. Asichachu de koy. It's going on the schach. The schach has to be made from something that grows. It's not makabel tuma. Mashenkin, the walls could be made from anything. Sati Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said that shamet mined Rabbi Yechonon tarti. I heard over two halachas, two reasons from Rabbi Yechonon. Chodoho, what I heard over, will soon explain what the reasons are. But he heard over a reason for our Mishnah, why if you use a bundle of this straw or a bundle of wood, it's no good. V'idach, another reason I heard for the next Mishnah. That the next Mishnah laid on the Tezvav says, Ha'choyted pegodish. If somebody hollows out in a haystack, you have a godish, you have a whole big pile of hay. And you hollow out in the middle of it, lasas lo sukkah. That you hollow out inside, let's say, an area of 10 by 10, 10 feet by 10 feet, the locher is ain't a sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah, it's possible, because you did not make the schach was first a big hay pile, and now you went in the middle of the hay pile and hollowed out the middle of it, so the schach is like there by itself, it's not called an asiyah, that's why it's possible. Now, Rabbi Yaakov heard from Yechonon two reasons for these two Mishnayasim. Chod, the one reason he heard was Mishum Gzeres Oitzer. It's only a gzera. Not to use, that comes out, that's going to be the Pshat Na Mishnah. Not to use the bundles of schach, because it looks at the gzera, maybe you put it up the oitzer, just to let it dry out. We'll soon see. V'chodem mishum tasav leminosi. And one of these two Mishnais in Apostle Midiraisa, because halacha tasav leminosi. You have to make the schach, and not the schach was made by itself. And Rabbi Yaakov is saying now, v'lo yodana, and I do not know, hay minayim mishum oitzer. Which one of these two Mishnahs is the psul mishum oitzer? Rashi explains, oitzer means like your warehouse. Like it's a gzera, it's only us and the Rabbonim. We're afraid if we're going to use this for schach, people may think they're allowed to go into the warehouse, where they use it the whole year, and there the schach was not made l'shem sale, it was just made l'shem for a dira, or to store there, so that's like a puzzle. So that's why one of these mishnayos are no good. It's a gzera, oto mishem oitzer, you're going to use your warehouse that's used the whole year. We'll soon explain it more. V'hai minayim mishum tasav leminosri. And they didn't know which one of the two Mishnayos is like posa midiraisa, as the gzera, as the din tasav, you have to make the sukkah. For leminosri, not if it's made by itself, or made by psul. So Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah told to Rabbi Yaakov and said, Nechseh nan, let's see. The Amr Rabbi Chiyah Barabah. Rabbi Chiyah Barabah said, Amr Rabbi Yechonon. He said over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that Mifnei Ma Omru, what's the pshat? Why is it saying now Mishnah here that Chavile Kash, a bundle of straw, the Chavile Yetzim, a bundle of wood, the Chavile Zardin, a bundle of reeds, ain't Mesachim Behen? Why can't you use them for Schach? Like Lechura, there's something that grows out of the ground and it's not Makabotum, it's not an Eichel. So what's wrong? But there it says that it's a Gzeira, that Pomim sometimes, Sheodim Bomin Asada, someone will come home from the field after collecting together all the straw. there of a come home at night, the chavilosai al kseif, and he has the bundle of shrew on his shoulders, umalo manicha agabis akosai, he's going to go put it on top of his sukkah. Why? Kedei liyavsha, in order that it should dry out. In other words, he wants the straw to dry out more, to become dry. So that's the reason why he's putting it on top of the sukkah. So now it's not right before Sukkot. It's, let's say, 2 weeks before Sukkot. So he's not doing it the shame sale. He's just putting it up there to let it dry out. The halacha is now when the schach is up there to dry out, it's not kosher schach, because it was not put there for the purpose of sale to make shade. Now, and the later, when it comes right before Sukkot, he changes his mind, and now he says, you know what? Those bundles of straw that I have up there, now I want to leave them there. Now they should come to be a sukkah. Now I want to let them be l'shem schach, l'shem sale. The Torah says that's possible. You know why? For Yatoyrom, the Torah says, taseh, v'leim min osui. You have to make it l'shem sale, and not if it was already made for some other purpose, it was made for ksum, you can't use it anymore. So if you really put it up there to dry out, then it's possible midiraisa. Now, our Mishnah is talking about, even in the case that you're putting it up there, Erev Sukkis, l'shem sale, l'shem schach, still it's possible, because it's a gzeirah. If we'll let you use it now, we're afraid somebody else will also say his sukkah is kosher. And even though that person put it up 2 weeks ago for the purpose of drying out. So in other words, our Mishnah is a gzeiras oitzer. That's the gzeirah. We're afraid if you use this bundle of schach, people will say you're also allowed to use it, even though it was put up a week ago for the purpose of drying out. And that type is posel midiraisa, because when you put it up there to dry out, you put it up there not almanas letzel to make shade, but rather just for drying out. That wasn't called an asi or schach. And later you can't use it unless you make it over again. So Gemara says, "Also Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying like this: Midah mishum gzeiras oitzer. Since our Mishnah the Pshat is mishum gzeiras oitzer, I'll tell you, ha mishum tasav lemin osui. The next Mishnah of Achotik begodish, if you hollow out your haystack, that's taka psul midiraisa. Because since you're hollowing it out in the middle, the top of the schach is made by itself. It's not considered you made it, because metchila was there as a haystack. Now you hollowed out the middle of it, but you did not do any ma'is, any asir to make in the schach. That's a psul midiraisa. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. So now the question is on Rabbi Yaakov, why didn't he know for which reason goes on which Mishnah? The answer is, Rabbi Yaakov, hacht Rabbi Chiba Rabba lo shmile. He did not hear what Rabbi Chiba Rabba said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that our Mishnah is only gzeirah. But Omer Rav Ashi said like this, Otu chavile kash, the chavile yetze mishum gzeiras oitzeriko, mishum tasav le minu osu leko. No, Rav Ashi is asking a question like in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a bundle of straw. Now, the both reasons apply to our Mishnah. Like, it depends what you're doing. If you're putting it up there almanas to dry out, so it's posel midiraisa, tasav le minu osu. If you're putting it there now, l'shem tzach, then it's only us also gzeira, because us or somebody else will put it there to dry out. So Rav Ashi is asking, like, how do we know what our Mishnah is talking about? Both reasons really apply to our Mishnah. So how do we know what the Mishnah means? Does the Mishnah mean only the gzeira, or does the Mishnah mean talking about a case where you're really now putting it up there, I'm going to have to dry out? Veleka, and Vaita Rav Ashi asks the next Mishnah also, V'achotit begodesh, the next Mishnah, where you hollow out by a haystack. Mishum tasav lemon osik, you want to say it's only possible to have the psul, because you did not make the roof of the schach at all, so it's possible to raisa. But mishum gzeiras oitzeleka, it's not possible to learn there in that Mishnah also, it's only gzeira. In other words, what's going to be, you hollow out the haystack, but then also you lift up every piece of hay on top of you, you lift it up and put it down again. So really you make it now the schach over again. So really, midiraisa, it's kosher schach. Still, maybe it's possible there, because the gzeira or to somebody else will not lift up the hay, will just hollow out the middle of it, and the schach is like there from before by itself, not made the shame schach. So maybe there also was only possible because of a gzeira. In other words, how do we know what the case of our Mishnah is, and how do we know what the case of the next Mishnah is? Both Mishnahs could be learning in both cases, where there's really a psalm of the rice of Tassav Lebanosui, or else where there's only a psalm of the Rabbanim Mishnah Gzeira. So Gemara answers like this. For Rabbi Yechon, Namlach Rabbi Yechon will answer you like this. Here our Mishnah says, Why mishum gzeiras oitzer? Because it's a psul midirabonin. And that's what's mashma for our Mishnah. But the yiraisa shapadomi, our Mishnah's mashma is talking about in the case that midiraisa is kosher. So in other words, right now you're taking your bundles of wood, your bundles of straw, and you're putting it on top of your sukkah, the shame mitzvah schach. You're putting it there for the purpose to make shade, to make sale. That really midiraisa is kosher. Now the Mishnah just said Lashon of Ein Masachin him, don't use it, because it's a psul midrabbonin, it's possible. The Rabbonin made it Xeria, because if you're going to use it, other people may also think, even though they put it up there a week ago for the purpose of drying out, now they've changed their mind and they want to leave it there for the mitzvah sukkah, and it's possible, because since when they put it up, they put it up ipsul, there's a klal of tasav leminosli, at the time you make it, you have to make it behechshir. And when you made it, you first made it, was ipsul, it's possible that I see you. You have to make it over again. So it's a gzera, anytime you use bundles, it's no good. So that's the mashmoyis of our Mishnah. That's how Rabbi Yechon knew our Mishnah means only because of gzera. Ma'ashenkein, the next Mishnah, Hosom diktoni, ein asukkah. There it says, achotik begodish. It says a lashon in the Mishnah, ein asukkah. It's not called a sukkah at all. So that lashon is mashma, fil di evet, even if you did it already. Midiraisa nami ein asukkah. Even midiraisa, it's no good. So in other words, the next Mishnah is talking about that you have your big haystack, and you go into the middle of it, and you hollow it out. You like throw away the hay in the middle of it, but you did not touch the schach at all. So there's like a possible midiraisa. Because midiraisa, Torah says tasa, you have to make the schach. And when you didn't make the schach at all, that's like a psul midiraisa. So that's how we know from the lashon of the Mishnah, there it's mashmat possible midiraisa. It's talking about in the case that you did not at all fix up the top of the schach. And now Mishnah was just says, ein mesachim ben, is mashmat only midirabonin. So it's talking about that now you're putting it there l'shem, tzeil. But it's exera otu somebody else will put it there l'shem. L'shem drawing up, which is a posle schach, and that's why now Mishnah is only exera otu that case. Moses Weiter. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, sichacho bechitzin sichorim. If you use for schach like an arrow, the azocher, a male arrow. In other words, an arrow is made out of a piece of wood, and at the tip of it you have like a knife form put into it. So there are two ways that the piece of wood could be made. Either at the end of the wood, it's like a sharp point sticking out, that you put that point into the knife part, or else it could be made like a female, that it's hollow at the end of the wood, and you put the knife into the hollow part. So two different types of woods that the arrow could be made from. So, sichcho b'chitz and tchorm, if you take a chetz, the arrow, a piece of wood, that's a zocher, that at the tip of it, it's not a hollow piece, but rather it's like sticking out sharp that goes into the knife part, is ksheira. You're allowed to use this piece of wood to make schach with, because it's called the pshute kliyetz. It doesn't have a base kibble. It's not makabel tuma. So therefore, since it's wood that grows out of the ground and it's not makabel tuma, you're allowed to use it. Ma'ashenken b'nekevos. Let's say it's an arrow that at the end of the arrow is like a hollow piece that the knife goes into it. So then it's called a base kibble. It's like a piece of wood that has a hollowness, a hole at the end that it could receive something. It receives the knife. That's called a kliyetz, that's makabel tuma. Therefore you're not allowed to use it to make schach with. So Gemara says, schorim ksheira, if it's a zocher, if the knife, if the piece of wood, it has no hole at the end of it, it's only a sharp sticking out, so it's a pshute, it's a flat piece of wood that cannot receive anything, is pshita? Of course you could use it. It's not makabel tuma. So Gemara says, now the time I would have thought, nigzor, let's make gzera, midrabon, it should be no good. Zechorim otunekevis, that if you use this type of a wood, this arrow, that at the end it's a point. Let's make exera, maybe you use the same type of an arrow that at the end has a base kibble, has a hole at the end that it could receive something, kamashmalun. So that's the chiddush here, that we do not make any gzeras. Then the Gemara says, binekevis, psula. You're telling me, though, if this arrow, at the end of the arrow, has like a hollowness to it, there's a hole there, and the knife goes into the hole, then you say it's psula. Why? Because this piece of wood has a base kibble, has a hole that it could receive something, therefore it's called a kliyetz that is makabel tuma, therefore you can't use it for schach. So Gemara asks the question also, pshita, of course you can't use it, what's your chiddush here? So Gemara answers, now the time I would have thought, base kibble, ha'osu l'malois lo'ishimei kibble, a hole that's made to fill up once, and when you fill it up once, it stays that way for always. Like you don't empty it out again and fill it up, empty it out and fill it up again. So I would have thought that's not called the base kibble. Like here, this arrow. True, at the end of the piece of wood, there's a hollowness, there's a hole there. And in that, you put the knife, the point. But once the point goes in there, it stays there for always. You never take it out. So I would think, like, once you put it in, it stays there forever. That's not called really a base kibble. Kamash v'lon, the chiddushes know that even though it's only made to fill it up once, but since it could be filled up once, it's called the base kibble, and it's makabel tuma. Let's see, Rashi. Sichacha b'chitzin, beis yad shachitzin, the handle of the arrow. So Zechora means kein shalonu she toich v'noise of a base kibble shochets, that you stick this piece of wood into the knife, like it has a point at the end. Kshere was a trash of the afagav, the kelim, even though it's called a kli, it's like an arrow, but the klal is pshute kliyets ein mekablu tumah. Since it's a flat piece of wood, it doesn't have any hollowness to it, you can't receive anything, it's not mekablu tumah. Vashenkin a kevus, sheyesh neke breish, it has a hollowness, a hole at the end. The achetz also kamarzeya, the achetz, the arrow is made like a pipe. The nichnas atecha nekev, and the arrow, the point goes into the pipe. His hevelu makablin. Then this kli is called the kli that receives something. Shebe kli eitz or ruin the kabel tumah psula. Therefore, it's ruin the kabel tumah. It's like a puzzle. Also, lamalus rashi milu oilam. That's the chiddush here. It doesn't come out anymore. Kamashblon still is called a base kibble. That's makabel tumah. Now Taisa speaks out here. It's mashma the kli eitz. This arrow la zocher. It's not makabel tumah even with the rabbanon. And before we had a Gemara on Daf Hey, a Toy spoke about it there, that a Daf Shal Nachtum, we didn't have the Gemara, but Toy spoke about it, that a Daf, a board that a baker uses, even though it's a flat board, it is Makabu Tumim Midirabonin. In other words, a pshute kliyates, a flat piece of wood, Midiraisit store, but Midirabonin, though it is Makabu Tumah. So that's a kasher. If it's Makabu Tumim Midirabonin, it should not be kosher for Schach. So why does our Mishnah, why does our Gemara say here that this flat arrow is kosher to use for Schach? I'm Midirabonin, it's Makabu Tumah. So Tosfos before on Daf Hey gave a teretz and made a chiluk like this, that if it's a flat piece of board, but it's made to use to put things on top of it, then midrabbanan it's makabel tumah. Like there we're talking about a flat board that a baker uses to pile up his breads on top of it. So since he puts things on top of it, he stores things on top of it, that's called midrabbanan a kli to makabel tumah. Now Hashem can hear the schitz in this arrow, it's not made to put anything on top of it. So since nothing is put on top of it, it's not makabel tumah even midrabbanan. So it comes out, if you have a shovel, a wooden shovel, even though it's flat and it's not makabel any liquid, but since the shovel is made to put like dirt on top of it, so midrabbanan there would be makabel tumah, and you would not be allowed to use that for schach. Because a piece of wood that's made to put things on top of, that's called midrabbanan, the kli that is makabel tumah. But here, it's not aimed to put anything on top of the arrow, therefore even midrabbanan it's not makabel tumah, that's why it's kosher to use for schach. Only the nekevus that at the end has a hole on it, that's called the beis kibble, and that is makabel tumah, therefore you can't use it for schach. Verse is right. Omar Rabba bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechnun, Sichacho b'yanitze pishtim. If somebody used flax, that's anitze, and that's combed out already, so mail is called like a beged, it's makabel tumah, it's psula, you're not allowed to use it for schach. So Rashi learns, Sichacho b'yanitze pishtim psula. Shekain Rui Latana bin Egoyim. Rashi learns because I call upon him this Tumas Nega. The Torah talks about Pashas Negoyim. It talks about flax. Kediyam Abba Madlikin. Ho oinets shal pishtim ishis labno. As soon as you whiten it, it's makabel tumah. The yacha shatikna bin Mesarik. As soon as you combed it out, shakurim savizov, yosun oinem, you make a piece of flax that's combed out already. That's Rui Latana bin Tumas Negoyim. Therefore, you can't use it for schach. Then the Gemara says, "Behutzni pishtan ksheira." Like if you have the raw flax, in other words, the way flax is grown in its natural state, then it's kosher. Then it's not called the beged yet; it's not raw lekabel tumah. It's something that grows out of the ground and it's raw straight in its natural state. So that type of pishtan flax you could use for schach. Behutzni pishtan, that's an intermediate type of flax, whether it's made a little bit or not, is any day he didn't know mahu what it is. Now, he didn't know what the halacha is, this intermediate type of flax that's worked on a little bit and not enough. He didn't know if it's called posel, you can't use it for schach, or is it kosher. And even an intermediate type of flax, he did not know exactly what's called an intermediate. At what stage is there a suffix? In other words, like this. Monashach. E daik v'loi nofitz. Daik means like you pounded upon it. E daik v'loi nofitz. You did not comb it out yet. Hushni korolei. Maybe that's called hushni. No, that's the suffix. Avul tori. But let's say you soaked it. V'loy dai, you did not pound it out yet. Hutzni korolei. That's for sure it's called like in its natural stage. And that's kosher. In other words, usually first what you do with flax is first you soak it. And then you dai, then you bang it out. And then you first comb it down. So maybe even if you soaked it. But as long as you did not pound on it, bang it out, maybe it's still called natural stage. It's only a suffix after you started to bang it. By Dilma, maybe not like that. That Tori, even if you soaked it just, V'loy Dayik, even though you did not pound on it yet, Nami Hushni Korolei, that's also called a Suffolk, an intermediate stage. So that was his doubt. When is a call doubtful whether it's makabel tumor or not? Is it enough just to soak it in water? Or maybe no, you have to take your flax even after you soaked it. You have to first start pounding it, beating it. But that's for sure, you don't have to comb it out. Because if you combed it out, that's the last stage, that's for sure makabel tumor. Mashenka, if you didn't even soak it yet, that's for sure the natural stage. So his doubtful was, if you just soaked it, and you did not die, you did not pound it yet, is that called an intermediate stage? Or is that called in its natural stage, that's not makabel tumor? The Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Hani Shushi Vishavatri Mesachim Behu. These are two different types of leaves that he holds, Rashi says, mini rockers, type of vegetables, that you're allowed to use for schach. Abaye Ram Abaye said, B'shushim Mesachim, but this type of vegetable, its leaves are maskim, you're allowed to use. No, it's not the vegetable itself, because the vegetable is makabel tumah. So it means the leaves of this type of a vegetable. The leaves is not makabel tumah, so you're allowed to use it for schach. B'shutri loy Mesachim. But B'shutri, that he holds, no, you can't use for schach, this leaves. My time, or why not? Nechur is something that grows, and it's not makabel tumah, so why can't you use it for schach? The Teretz is, Kivon the sorry rechayu. Since it gives off a very bad odor, we're afraid, shofek luv and nofek. Maybe you'll leave the sukkah and go out of the sukkah. Trashi mavich rechayi, like it doesn't smell good. So therefore, we're afraid maybe you leave the sukkah, therefore the rabbanim did not want you to use this schach. So the loch is brought down that this type of a schach that smells bad, lechatchila, you're not supposed to do it, you're not supposed to use it. But if you already used it, then the sukkah is kosher. Now this is not like our Mishnah that says not to use bundles. Bundles of shuah, the rabbanim made a psul, yet you're not yoytzim with the rabbanim. But here this is only lechatchila not to use this type of a schach that smells bad. But if you made it already and you sat in the sukkah, you mekayem the mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berurah explains this is only if it's not that bad the smell. But if the smell is so bad that it really bothers you, you can't stand to sit there, that's not called the dira, that's not called teshu kain tadiru, and that would even be possum with the raisa. But here we're talking about just that it just doesn't smell nicely, it smells a little bit bad, but it's not that bad, you can still sit there. So with the raisa, you mekayem the mitzvah, and even with the rabbanim, just like the chilu, don't do it. But if you did it though, it's even kosher with the rabbanim. And the same thing the next Gemara, that Omar Rav Chonin Ba Rava, Hani Hizmi Vigi, type of thorns, Mesachin Bu, you're allowed to use it for schach. It grows and it's not makabel tumah. Abaye Ram Rabaye said, Behizmi Mesachin, but this type of thorns you're allowed to. But Behigi Loi Mesachin, this type of a thorn, no. My time, or why not? Kivon de Nasri Tafayu, since it leaves, falls off, so Shovik Lei Venofik, we're afraid maybe you leave the sukkah and go out, for the same reason. Like it's not so geschmack, it's not so nice sitting in your sukkah when you have leaves falling down from the schach. So it's the same thing here also, it's word on halacha. That lechatchila you're not supposed to use this type of a schach. But if you use the schach, and you sat there, you are mekayem the mitzvah. Because it's not so bad if sometimes some leaves fall in. Now this is also only if it falls in the whole time. But let's say they only fall in when a strong wind comes, then even lechatchila you're allowed to use it. But also the same thing we're talking about, even though it falls in the whole time, it doesn't bother you that much. But if it's a type of a schach that mamash the whole time is like coming down, and it bothers you, you can't stand it, it's very hard to eat there, it's not comfortable, it bothers you a lot, then it could be not mekayem the mitzvah midiraisa reader. So that's not called teishu kain taduru, something that bothers you, you can't take it. Alright, we'll stop here.